Minister of Māori Development's Willie Jackson. He's with us today. Willie, thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. First, obviously disappointing that we are moving alert levels, particularly in the north, but I guess we had no alternative here. It's a Māori population, and we know that some are anti-government, and therefore, I guess, in a way, anti-vax. Hard nut to crack, really, at times, the north, ne?
When you've got such low levels in terms of vaccinations, Dale, and then on top of that, we're not quite sure of where the link is, and so there are high possibilities of community transmission. We probably had no choice there, and the north is very distinct to other areas, and so it was a no-brainer in terms of the decision, which seems to get a support from the majority of people up there, leadership, people on the ground, very nervous of COVID. So, as a team, we had no choice but to make that decision. Sad, but just a reality. And you know, you just if you can't avoid a big community transmission and block things, then that was the only option.
The decision by the High Court to allow access to data, this was pushed by your old mate John, but even so, the implications of that High Court decision could have a great impact on how we're able to roll forward. Willie, what did you take from that decision?
That we need as much information as possible, and I've always thought that, and not overly surprised at all. And I hope that we're able to work this out over the next couple of days, because it's really important that we get all the information as possible. Look, when John gets all the information, I mean, don't think for one moment that if John and them had all the information, the stats would dramatically change, because there's a resentment there against government and against that's not going to be blocked down. That's not going to be knocked out, no matter how much information you've got, Dale. They're not going to suddenly say, oh, well, we'll sign up now. But it was important, incredibly important for our Māori providers to get that information. So I hope that's all worked out over the next couple of days. You know, obviously a victory for John and the team. But I just want our community with the relevant information, and they've been encouraging the ministry to provide that. And I think it's pretty clear what's to happen now. What must happen? You know, they must be given every opportunity, because you know we know we're not going to get to 90% in terms of Māori, but before Christmas anyway. But we'll be trying as much as we can, and we must continue that over the next few months. And so this will give whānau ora every chance.
You, Calvin Penny, announced a significant boost in funding out of the $120 million Māori Communities COVID-19 Fund yesterday, going to 8 groups. How hard did you have to push for this? And did this take some significant negotiation, or do you think that the government recognises that by Māori for Māori is the only way we're going to get to the tail that have been such a challenge to access?
Well, we've been recognising that for the last 3 years. That's why you got more funding than Māori have ever got in the history of government. So you only have to check back at the last budget to see the record amount of funding that Māori got, 5 times more than under the previous, in fact, 10 times more than under the previous government. So government's already recognised by Māori for Māori. And no, there was no particular high-level negotiation needed. There's a need there. And we've already put out significant resourcing in terms of funding with our people. And we need to complement that and support that with the providers who've already done the business, and also look at some of the new providers who've come on board, Dale. So that's what we've done with this latest Pūtea. And, you know, I'm proud of the work that's going out there at the moment. Yeah.
Let's talk about the gang scene, and your press secretary sent a video. I couldn't quite access it. But it just sort of paints a picture of bringing those in what are described as hard-to-reach communities, marginalised communities, our cousins and gangs, on board with the vaccination rollout. What was the gist of that video? If you could just share what you took from it, please, Willie.
Yeah, well, first of all, if people want to see it, the Herald's got it, TVNZ. TVNZ has it. So if you want to see it, just go to TVNZ now. And I'll try and get somebody to work out how you can open that video, Dale. But it's all been all over breakfast TV this morning. And it's an incredibly important video because you've got significant gang leaders and representatives. We worked together and pulled them together. I worked with actually Wally Homaha in conjunction with some of the gangs in terms of putting this together. And it wasn't so much a government initiative, it was more a gang initiative working with myself because I've got that background and experience, obviously, through Mumar and Wati in terms of putting something like this together. Why do we do it, Dale? Because we need to get to the vulnerable. We need to get to groups who people don't want to go near. Those groups of people are, as I said in this morning's interview on Breakfast, you know, the gang's kids are mixing with your kids, with Pākehā kids, they're right across society. And so we can't ignore them, and we must engage with them. And it's important we do that if we're going to get a better a community, if we're going to get a highly vexed community, and we're able to manage and confront Delta. So I did it for some of the gangs whānau, but for our wider community, which and for this country, which is incredibly important, and had some good responses so far. So work out how to open that video, Dale, and you'll see what we're doing.
Still a pen and paper man, but I'll do my best. Hey, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero, Willie. Looking forward to the week ahead. What's going to be some of your standout mahi?
Continuing the mahi, bro, in terms of looking proposals and looking at the different groups' ideas in terms of vaccinations is a big priority for me, and I'll continue with that work.